I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. There will be a benefit enchilada dinner fundraiser for breast cancer victim Candace Gutierrez, who is currently undergoing cancer treatments. Sharon Young, who is one of the committee members in charge of the fundraiser, tells us more about it.
We're doing a benefit enchilada dinner this upcoming Saturday, November the 6th, from noon till 6. It's in Redoso at the Hidden Tap. Her brother is the owner, part owner of that business, and the enchilada dinner will be there. You can drive up and get a to-go plate, or you can come in and sit down and enjoy it.
The fundraiser will help greatly as Gutierrez is between jobs.
Gap in her insurance, and so we're doing these benefits to help her pay her medical bills.
Gutierrez is currently receiving treatment out of state and won't be able to make the benefit, which is from 12 to 6 p.m. Saturday at the Hidden Tap in Midtown Redoso. A $10 donation is suggested. The state of New Mexico has received its first shipment of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 last week and will receive two more shipments next week, totaling about 90,000 doses, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. The state of New Mexico has received its first shipment of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 last week and will receive two more shipments next week, totaling about 90,000 doses, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that vaccines can be distributed immediately to the younger age group, and the state is working to set up clinics to distribute those doses. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.